Ravens and the Broncos in the AFC divisional round Sunday at Invesco Field. Mile high temperatures in the mid-teens as the Ravens try to knock out the Denver Broncos, top seed in the AFC. Arthur, this time of the year, the biggest advantage for the home team, obviously, is rest, and the Broncos have that. You get compounded with the short week while they get the rest. What's the biggest challenge you face as a player on a six-day cycle instead of a seven-day cycle getting ready for a game?
That's a good question. I think, that's the physical wear and tear in your body. That's a huge challenge. But, right now it really doesn't matter. If we take the long route, the short route, last year, we had the bye and then got to the next round and, we won that game. And then the next round we lost. So, I think, you look at the New York Giants, they took the long route last year. Team that was right. I'm not sure what their record was.
9-7.
So when a team is hungry, it really doesn't matter. And right now we're starving.
You were 10-6, you come in, you win the division, then you win the wild card game. You looked at Denver as you break down the Broncos. How much do you rely on what happened in week 15 when they won 34-17? And how much do you ignore that because it was a lopsided game?
You take the positives from it, what we did well, and then you also look at the bad things, what we did, bad, and what can we fix. So, but other than that, that game doesn't matter. It's irrelevant right now. It's a 2013. It's a new season, and we got something to prove.
Denver Broncos were 13-3. They won their last 11 straight close out. And if you look at their statistics from week 15 when you saw them and then week 17 when the regular season ended, they improved in almost every category. Mm. You're a better team, but
absolutely,
they're a better team too, aren't they, than what you saw in week 15?
Yeah, absolutely. And, it's going to be a showcase of who's going to be the best team. It's not the better team. It's the best team that day. And, we're playing on a Saturday. It's a short week. And, I feel like we're ready. Today's practice was unbelievable. I think it was one of the best practices that we had as a team. And, we feel good and confident as a whole. And that's what we need as a team. And, I'm just excited for this week. I really am. And looking forward to going down there and playing that cold weather.
We talked about the cold. We haven't talked about the altitude. A mile high, more than 5,000 feet above sea level. Have you played many games in high altitude?
I haven't. But, every offseason I train with my brother, John, the UFC fighter, John Bones Jones. I train with him in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is a little bit lower.
Up.
Yeah, it's a little bit lower than Denver. But, I do that for a reason, just for mental toughness. And it is a little bit of a challenge. It's harder to breathe and, you feel it, And it's one of those things that, we have to deal with. I think the coaches are doing a good job of scheduling the time when we're going. Instead of 24 hours, we're going – or, excuse me, instead of 48 hours, we're going 24 hours down there. So we're really not going to get,
exposed to it too much.
Right.
Yeah, because there's a lot of schools of thought on when you should go to high altitude.
Right.
And it seems like the current thought is if you can't get there a week ahead of time, get there as close to game time as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. You said it best. There we go.
Yeah, I can't play, but I can pretty much talk about it. We all have our skill sets. Where do you feel, as a player, where do you feel the altitude effect?
That's a good
like
question.
At the end of a drive, at the end of a quarter?
I think in the beginning. I think at the beginning of the game, when you're first getting out there and you're running around, I think you're going to feel it the most. And then, maybe a little bit at the end, But, for me, I feel like it's more mental than anything. Altitude, I feel like it will have a little effect, but, if you're tough as nails and you really have in your heart that you're going to win that game and you go after it, a little altitude shouldn't hurt at all.
As the stakes get higher, as you get farther and farther in the playoffs, how much more difficult is it to just stay focused on do your job and trust the guy next to you to do his and not try to do a little bit more because you're trying to make that play?
This is the toughest part, and it really tests you, as a man, as a football player, as a professional. It really tests you because you want to be that impact player. You want to make that great play in the backfield. You want to make that tackle for loss, that sack. But sometimes, We call it checking gangster. My defensive line coach, or going rogue, when you don't do your assignment alignment and you go backdoor or something and make the play. If you make it, you're a superhero. If you don't, you're gonna hear about it. So at times like this and in the playoffs, it's best is really like I was saying, trust your technique, playing alignment, assignment, and trusting your technique that then and knowing mentally that you can make that play playing the right way the Ravens defense. And you know, if you don't, you know, in the playoffs and playing a team like this, it can hurt you.